你讲的，我觉得是一段一段好一点，别一句一句了，我也没那么要一句一句。好，我尽量快。今天七大姑八大姨会很讲很长时间，所以我跟熊丽说，我先上来讲。谢谢大家为我祷告哈。今年的5月15日是我得病的七周，可以听到吗？现在可以了吗？现在可以了啊。
需要大声一点，他们说需要大。
今年七月不是今年5月15日是我得病的七周年。
And this year May 17th
is the 6th year of my being sick.
对，七年了，回想神许许多多的恩典，特别是这几个月的经历，就感觉应该见证，做见证，归荣耀给神。
I feel like I have to give the testament to give my thanks to Lord who blessed me throughout these 7 years.
这一次比较多哈，因为我的经历比较多一点，这几个月。
I experienced a whole lot.
第一个，谢谢大家为我的祷告。
I have to thank everyone for your prayers.
好了，我下面会说一段哈。前几年呢，有朋友说呢，得了这个病啊，要10年才好。那时呢，我心里就有疑问。
When I first got sick, someone told me it's going to take you 10 years to really fully recover.
觉得真要10年吗？太长久了。我想我应该不会这样吧。
And I was hoping it would not be like that.
对，我这耳朵是。结果呢，我也来到第七年了，还没恢复好呢。
Well, somehow in my 7th year, I'm not fully recovered yet.
我的右手是哆嗦的，所以在做事之前呢，要哆嗦一下。你看这个手啊，这个手就能这样，但这个手就一顿哆嗦。所以我弹琴写字都很慢，慢，哎，不是，你先说，你先说。
Yeah, you can still see my right hand is still shivering, so I cannot fully function. Yeah.
所以我弹琴写字都很有风格的哈。
So I write in my own way and I play piano in my own way.
但是你们知道吗？神的神迹是可以再生的。我呢，也是得了这个病之后才知道神迹可以再生的，你知道吗？
什么可以再生？
神经可以再生的。
Oh, after I got sick, I learned that our nerves can still grow back.
对，之前管我的右脑的神经呢，被血伤到了，那神经都坏死了哈，所以我造成右手和右腿呢就不听指挥了，就不能听我的指挥了。原来管理我右边神经的，又要从另一边神，就另一条路慢慢的长起来。可以不？就是管理我右面的都死掉了，被血弄，那就是不行了，所以不听使唤了。这个手、这个脚这一面。
So the nurse who's in charge of her right side all died.
对。
And but it can come back, regenerate it, right? With the nerve.
跟你说错哪儿去了？但是呢，现在呢，我的神经呢要从另一条路慢慢的长起来。感谢主啊，神经还有这脚这个功能哈，让我有盼望。
I'm so grateful because the nerves can regenerate it, so I still have hope in him.
但刚开始的时候，我对这个神经再生的事不能理解，也表示疑问，因为这个过程太长久了，我根本感觉不到有什么不同，每天有什么不同。
I could not really understand that nerves can still regenerate it, and one of the reasons is because it takes so long, and I could not really bear that duration.
我刚才说哪儿
了？ It takes too long. 太长时间了。
我跟你，对，完了，哎呀，不知道流了多少的眼泪呀！那刚开始那几年呢，真是我满怀希望的去弹琴，但是总是得到了失望，没有进步，根本就感觉不到进步。因为那个手啊，我想弹快或者想弹慢，但是我的脑子根本控制不了呢。我
first few years I spent my days in tears because my body part would not just follow my brain.
经过了漫长的6年，今年开始呢，我才能理解这神经再生是怎么回事了。
It was after the full 6 years I started to feel the nerves were on the way coming back.
现在每天练琴呢都能感觉到自己的进步了哈，不好的地方慢慢练，练了也有进步。以前呢就是头脑脑袋管不了手的，就是想快我也快不了，想慢我也慢不了。
Now I feel my brain is in charge of my hands now, and on my weak part I can practice more, and I can see the difference.
我呢也是被我爸妈宠大的哈，没受过什么委屈。也没经过大风大浪，但2015年那个病呢，实在是让我掉到谷底，完全没有盼望了。
I grew up as a spoiled girl by my parents, and my sickness in 7 years ago really brought me to the bottom of the world.
战友说，我身上插的管子比我妈还多。如2016年呢，我刚就是头脑很不清楚。再加上刚出院不久啊，总觉得我得了这场病是一场噩梦。
And back years back, it was really like a nightmare with all the tubes in my body.
但我真有两个伤疤，还有肚脐眼，大家肚脐眼是一个，但我有脸，因为上面那个是那个胃管，就是那个给我吃东西的，就是在那个胃那个地方的。
My body, my chest, and my tummy. The one on the tummy was the feeding. It was the one for the feeding tube.
还在哪儿呢？哦，张勇也说呀，感谢主啊，我是小脑受损，所以呢，如果是大脑受损的话，我就彻底傻了。小脑受损呢，只对我的四肢有影响哈。
And thank Lord, my husband told me it was only my small brain that was impacted.My big brain was still intact.
所以我那时候哈、啊、还要学会什么？刚开始我记得我到南布拉斯卡不会讲话的，因为我那个管子嘛，我都不能讲话。那个我从一数到十，完了还那个医生对我说 "Good job."
I remember when I first arrived in Nebraska, the treatment center. It took me long time to count 1 to 10.
啊，说到这儿我就要加一句了哈。我那个，我呢，参加祷告会的人都知道，我6月29号要做一个 angiogram。你记得住我说啥吗？
再说一遍。
参加祷告会的人都知道，我6月29号要做一个 angiogram， 就是血流管图。我有两个医生，本来是就是那个主治医生是个中国人，那个人呢就强烈建议我要做一次，因为知道我的脑子里面到底啥事儿，我如果再犯这个病就活不了了。
Well, this is in the Wednesday prayer meeting. New, I would have an angiogram exam last week.
嗯，对，那个谢谢大家祷告，谢谢哈，再一次谢谢。我做之前呢很紧张，为什么呢？我就怕我那个。没做干净怎么办呢？再留一点，因为当时我那个主治医生说我那个什么 AVN 还是 ABN 我不知道，就我那个畸形啊，长一个很危险的地方，就是脑干就是管那个，如果那个地方不行了我就完了。如果他刚开始没做的时候说是我有机会是60%的，后来做完呢说我有90多了，就他做的已经很好了，
就是把它弄干净了是吧？
对，已经就是他没做之前说是60%的可能性能做干净，60%只有，但是做完以后呢也说90%了，好像是这样的。
Okay. I'll try. I do not anatomy very well, but something in the brain that her surgeon was trying to work on her, and they told her it would be like 60% to be positive, but actually after the procedure it really turned out to be 90%.Based on what the physician want, the doctors wanted to see. So that was a good result.
给我那个，反正他有两个医生嘛，一个是那个做我伽马刀的那个人，完还有一个人做是血流管图的。血流管那个图呢，就是他就后来6月29号那天他就给我做了，做了以后做了以后他就说，完全没事了，你完全没事了。哎呀，感谢主啊，我很害怕呀，其实。你说我要留一点的话怎么办呢？我会很担心，那万一在哪儿，我真的啥，我可能不能 我可能不行了，再有一次犯病的话。
So after the assessment last week, I had two doctors on the team. One was working on the stem, the other one was doing the angiogram. The angiogram turned out to be perfect last week.
Perfect, 真是 perfect. 他我这个做这个血流感图的全干死只有一个人，因为呢我2015年那个5月15号那一次爆血管呢，完了我里面他是就弄了我的大部分，但是呢我还有在里面存留，所以呢那个医生呢就后来我去了 KU， 我都不知道这事儿啊，只有郑勇告诉我的，也是6月10号我去了 ICU， 也是这个医生帮我什么又把血管弄我的脸很肿，他要在我的脑袋里面要是处理一下，这样的话我才不能爆掉，我再爆掉就已经很危险了，因为我还留点在里面嘛。
By the same doctor？
嗯，对。
Okay.
跟那个 angiogram 做的一个 doctor。
So there was only one angiogram doctor in Kansas City who could perform this assessment. He did this years back to clean up the vessels in her brain, and last week he did this assessment again.
他那天先看到我就比较惊讶了哈，完了他就问我，他就反正就说，完了我告诉他我什么都能做，除了开车不会做，他居然哭了哈，当然我是看不见，因为我 double vision。完了后来他做完以后，他就说你一点事儿没有了，他就说我觉得很少医生这样，他就跑去跟郑勇说，跟郑勇说的时候有点流眼泪，完了呢后来又到那个观察室又去见我们。他就说当时啊你是那个 major emergency， 说我都没想到你能活下来。
Okay, I kind of got what she was trying to say now. It was the same doctor. So last week when the same doctor saw her, she was amazed to see how well she recovered. And she herself could not, or he, I mean the doctor could not believe in this. 男医生女医生医生是男的还是女的？
男的。
Okay, the doctor, he could not believe this.
完了，后来那个我的主治医生就给我做伽马刀那个医生呢，就给郑勇打电话，就说我不用再做了，我完全恢复了，他都不用看我了。
So anyhow, the doctor said her brain fully recovered and they do not need any procedures to fix her.
哎，我得到的恩典太多了。我实在是想做到以弗所书的第一章，行事为人许与所蒙的恩相称。但是呢，郑勇有时候一句无心的话呢，我就偏要揽到我自己身上了。
Well,
各种不愿意，各种威胁，完了就说告诉郑勇不要再给我压力了，再给我压力我就会逆反了。
But sister is trying to say the blessing throughout the years has been so abundant for her.
这又回到三月份的事儿啊。我因为这比较长久，但是我觉得我要说呢，因为说了以后呢，才有以后的进步。
I will get back to March this year.
我听不见哈，我不知道，我接着去讲了哈。再有呢，本来是四月下旬，他不是三月底的时候他就决定要回中国一趟。这样的话呢，他是准备四月下旬去看的父母，但说四月下旬呢，也是四月十号就要去西雅图隔离去了。完了，反正东隔离西隔离，一直在隔离的话，至少要5个星期。
Yeah, so my husband in April he was trying to have a visit back to China, and he was supposed to fly to Seattle and stay there for quarantine. Maybe it's going to be multiple weeks.
那天晚上呢，我就在练琴，心里就开始盘算了哈。我怎么熬过这至少5个星期呢？怎么算也算不过来，也超过我的脑容量了都。
Because I was not going to be traveling with him. I was trying to plan how am I going to survive these 5 weeks without him by staying home alone.
我还祷告了一下，完了也是野马奔腾的，思绪万千的在那。
I prayed, I did not get the peace.
完了第二天呢，我就给休斯顿我那个同学打电话。我那个同学很好啊，跟我是初中就认识的，属于发小那类型的。完了呢，我就告诉他，本来春假的时候我要去看他，结果呢现在不行了，因为郑勇要回中国了。他就说这么长时间你就来吧，我就到他们家住去了，可以。
The next day, I was calling my best friend in Houston, say, I may not be coming because my husband is going to go back to China. And she said, why don't you just still come and visit us?
完了，到了晚上呢，我又跟 Faith 讲，说计划不改变了哈，我们不能去纽约了。我们又讲了一下话呢，过了几分钟，他说，妈咪，你自己来吧，我可以扶你走路，一切都解决了。
And then I was calling my daughter in New York, said, we're not coming to your graduation ceremony because your dad is going back to China and would not be able to make that. And my daughter said, why don't you just come, Mom? I will take care of you.
完了，昨晚的左盘算、右盘算都是自己的盘算。箴言十六章第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
I have the verse she wrote me here, Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man's heart division, a divisive his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
完了，病了几年。病了之后的这几年，我从来没想过一个人也去旅行，也不敢想，也害怕自己一人出去。这一次呢，居然敢想了，还付出了行动。
Well, when I was throughout these years I was sick, I would never imagine I would be traveling all by myself, but it really happened.
我刚才说了，郑勇也觉得很高兴了哈。完了呢，我们就买票了。这对我来说是一个大喜讯。很是激动，因为我自己要去 adventures。
So we bought our own tickets to the different destination, and I was very thrilled because I am going to be traveling on my own.
所以呢，郑勇就对我了铁人三项训练了哈。他发现我的不好的腿呢，不会抬腿，也不会跨大步，走路呢还总歪到右边去。
So in order to prepare me so I could travel better on my own, my husband started to train my body so I can function better when I walk.
所以他就针对我这几个这个问题让我自己注意。那几天呢正好是他们春假，他几乎每天都训练我。在阳光的影子下，我看到自己走路很蹒跚，也很夸张。
So when he was training me, I really could see the shadow under the sun. I could see how my gait was like. It was not quite stable.
完了，郑勇在后面喊的口号说，抬高腿，迈大步，不要歪。
Well, when, during the training, my husband was just behind me, giving me all the commands how to use my steps.
有了这些加强训练呢，就有了我下面的经历。
After all this prep and practice, I had the upcoming story.
完了，尽管曾勇回国没成，但我走路进步很大了哈。到了四月底的时候，我自己走路可以三心二意了。
So even though my husband did not really make the trip back to China, however, after all this prep, my gait and walking got so much better.
我真的很感恩啊，因为在华盛顿的时候。我自己一个人走路过马路是很最痛苦的时候，不敢回头。完了呢，跟你们学一学，两个胳膊还要这样的，因为走路不平衡嘛，就要让胳膊来平衡的。
You may not know it. This really means so much to me. And when I was in Washington, when I would cross the street, I would need to keep my two arms in the air to keep a better balance.
因为右腿无力，我要把所有的力量都放在左腿上。右腿呢只有20%力气哈，我走路的时候只能专心走路，连头都不敢动呢，因为我走路很不稳，随时处在要拽跟头的状态。
And because my muscles on my right leg is very weak, I need to put most of my weight on my left leg, so that caused the imbalance of my gait.
所以呢，我走路很奇怪。有一次呢，一个警察在后面问 ，Are you okay？
Just because of this weird gait, a policeman was following me, and he said, "Are you okay?"
现在走路呢，我就自如很多，因为郑勇训练了我了嘛，哈，可以东张张西望望，猴头猴脑一下了。
Now my gait is so much better. I can just do a much better job.
就像《使徒行传》第三章里说的那个，有一个人生来是瞎腿的，天天被人抬到店门口。后来彼得说金银我都没有，我奉拿撒勒人的耶稣基督奉就叫你起来行走，他的脚踝的骨就健壮了。哎，我就感觉我的脚踝的骨真健壮了。
Well, Well, she was sharing a verse from Acts. I did not get it, and it's not.
It's
not yet. Yeah. But yeah, basically, I mean, if we have faith, handicapped people can get healed.
完了，就在那一刹那，约伯记四十二章第五节就出在我心里了。这个有的哈。
I have it here. Yeah.
我从前风闻有你，如今亲眼看见。我实在是，对，你说吧。
I have heard the thee of the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees thee.
对，这几年我背了一些啊，跟你们比呢，背不能比，但是跟我谢阳一比，我背了很多，不是背了一些了，跟我谢阳一比哈，我呢这句话就在我心里了，我实在没有亲眼看见，但是我这句话不知道怎么就在我心里了。
This year I have made a determination to try to memorize verses. It was a hard thing for me, but somehow this verse just to stay in my heart and truly talk to me a whole lot.
也就在那一天哈，我就发现我的右脚走路啊，不是脚在走，不是，就是鸭子脚。一般人正常走路，脚跟脚尖，脚跟脚尖，但是我只会一个脚拍在那儿，啪啪啪的拍，完了。哦，我真的我就知道这个问题了。我其实是一个很笨的人哈，但在走路练手方面我很有智慧。现在我明白了，是以亚雅书三十章二十节那个，你的教师不再隐藏。这个有
以赛亚书，
嗯，
以赛亚书三十二十吗？三十章二十节呀。And she want to share Isaiah. And though the Lord give you the bread.The bread of adversity and the water of affliction. You shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers.
嗯，接下来我想说五月份的经历哈。
Now my story in May.
嗯，对，神给我的恩典啊，我得到太大的恩典了。
New grace.
嗯，五月份呢，我们去了纽约。完在公交车上，因为正我扶我上来嘛，我走路一瘸一拐的，人家都用那种同情惊讶的眼光看着我。
So we went to New York in May for my daughter's graduation party. We took public transportation, and the people would just look at me in a very different way.
那心里真是不好受。
I did not feel good.
但是呢，也不错了。我现在能走得这样已经不错了哈。嗯。这些年呢，我一直在很努力、很认真地锻炼自己，尽量做到身残志不残，就想让自己好起来哈。以至于我上次走路，完了我自己在那走过，要下马路牙子，王淼就跑过来了。我一抬头一看，他说：“王淼说，你干啥呢？这冻得我们心脏都跳了呀，心脏病都要犯了。”
So throughout the years, what the sister did not give up every day is to keep trying.And practice her limbs.
嗯，对，我在自己锻炼走。谢谢你们关心。我是一个很胆小的人，我尽量不会让自己摔的。当然也摔过几次，都是屁墩儿，就还好了。
Yeah, I try to be cautious when I walk by myself.
我正常的时候呢，我觉得做这一切都是理所当然的哈。应该的，但是经过了一段不会走路、不能弹琴，发现这一切啊，不是理所当然的，不是自然而然的。
I used to think everything, I used to take everything for granted because I can walk and can play, that's natural, right? But after I experienced all these years, I learned that everything we have is not, I mean, we should not take it for granted.
就拿写字来说哈，我哥说我拿起毛笔就是书法家了。你们能看见我，这是我写的字。
I'm showing my handwriting.
对，正好说话了，我写字是歪歪扭扭的，基本我也看不清写啥的。
It's beautiful, right?
嗯，哦，那个正副把照片拿出来，给我拿出来，给你们看看神对我的多大的恩典，我不能再。再逆反了，已经不像话了。你看这张照片，就是七月三号，2015年的七月三号，正好是今天。
2015 today。
他们来看我，你看哈， 这个脖子底下是我那个气切，所以我当时不会说话，因为我连呼吸好像是不是连呼吸都不会呼吸。那时候刚把那个管拆了，你看我多丑，那个眼睛还是不是对眼，还是歪的那种，分开两边的。完了那个脸呢，我估计再有说话了，我有点面瘫那个脸。
So you can see me sitting in the chair with the that tracheostomy still there. And the family went to Nebraska to see me. You can see my eyes were not quite balanced.
第二张真不。
Next slide.
你看这一张可能是七月份的啊。你看我戴的眼镜哈，那个眼镜你们仔细看一看，一个镜片在这面，但是一半是遮住的，一半是空的。完了我还要问周勇，周勇说当然了，他要把你的对眼给那个什么给矫正好吗？所以呢我现在眼睛是好很多了，但是呢我看你们还是两个，如果不戴这个眼镜的话，以前呢更厉害，就是乱七八糟，现在已经好很多了，就是单纯的这一面了，上下了。
This slide was like 2 months in July of the same year, and you can see my glasses, and you can see the right side, like half of this was blocked. That was used by my doctor to correct my vision. It's so much better now.
对。这七好了就好了，这七年我从一个正常人到不会走路，不会用右手写字，不会用右手弹琴，只有眼泪。当这一切从零开始的时候呢，那真能体会到诗篇的84篇第六节说，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满全谷。一定要经过流泪谷，这谷才能变成泉源之地，秋雨之福盖满全谷。
Yeah, so sister say, after changing from a normal person to someone who lost every function, basically every function on my body, and now I regained most of those back. Psalm 84, verse 6 say, who passing through the valley of Baca, naked a whale, the rain also fills the pools.
谢谢大家听我这么啰里啰嗦七大姑八大姨的讲啊，其实也想告诉我自己，真是我受了这么大的恩典，别再逆反了，就好好做到行事与人所蒙的恩相称吧。
Seems like I talked a lot, but truly this 7 years means a whole lot to me. I want to be worthy. I don't know how to translate that, but yeah, I do want to be worthy of His grace.
你好了，我好了，我讲完了。
因为我们有很多 children 在这儿，要不我就用 English 吧，然后我用 Chinese 快 summarize 一下可以吗？我是刚才休息的时候才把那个有几张照片放到 audio， 要不然帮我打一下。可以放一张另外的 picture 吗？ Yeah， 我们这里边有没有 Chiefs fans？ Yeah， raise your hand。 Do we have any Chiefs fans？ I'm not a sports fan of any， but yeah， so next time when you watch a Chiefs game， I hope it's going to mean something more to you。 That guy you recognize， who is that？ Casey Wolf， right？ That miscalled， that's our Chiefs miscalled. Every game, you may be seeing him running around. There was a chance last month. I did not share last month, but I feel the urge today. We were at an occasion. We ran into that miscalled. We didn't know each other. We were just chatting, and he was saying he works for Chief. And then I say, okay, what do you do at Chiefs? I thought he might be a maintenance person or maybe a manager, whatever.And then he said, I am the miscalled there. And then he started to show the picture. And I thought, wow, what wonderful thing. I'm not a sports fan, but running into a role like this, I feel very special. Well, we started to talk. And I don't know if you know his story or not here. If you know his story here, raise your hand. Good. Yeah.So you think about what's the st- statistical chance for me to run into him. Anyhow, I think like in 2017, I did not check what year, he fell from his practice. I think he was trying to make a stunt, like by flying through in the stadium. But one day, his coworker did not get fully prepared. And when he was trying to slide over, he fell from the top of the stadium and hit the chairs in the audience. And he very much broke all his body. He almost died. So the next 6 months, he was doing the recovery. But anyhow, he almost died. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I typed a few keywords, today when I decided to share. He allowed me to share this picture because the more I found out, his life is he traveled now. He still works for Chief because he wants to use his role to let people know about the gospel. He travels now a lot to teach people about three F words. What the F words could be. It's family, friendship, and faith. So he traveled a lot. If you Google, you can find his YouTube's online. His name is Dan Mears. So anyway, I still don't know anything about him. I just thought God is amazing to speak to me using him, who is a non-sports fan, who know nothing about sports, know nothing about football. What I'm trying to say is, I said his words, right? Then I just thought about what's the chance that God would use him to show up in my life? Why I think statistically it's not going to be possible? Because on the same day we met with him, almost at the same hour, I think around 40 minutes deviation, if you saw news, the World Cup in 2026 is going to be in Kansas City, right? One of the games is going to be in Kansas City. That was the time we were meeting with him in a seminar. I don't think he knew the decision that Kansas City would be chosen as one of the cities for 2026. But these two things just occurred at the same day, or most at the same time, within the same hour. Does that make sense? And when I came home, I saw the news of that 2026 World Cup. I was like truly amazed. Again, what's the chance it's going to happen? Two things would happen from the same thing on the same day. Anyhow, Dan was sharing with us. He said he was a little guy in their team, right? Comparing with all the stars who play all the games, make millions of dollars. He probably makes the minimum. However, because of his faith, he chose not to leave Chiefs even after the injury. He go back. When all the kids saw him, when everyone found about his story and why he's still back there, and especially when newcomers come to the city, just because he's a great mascot, people would hear the gospel more. So I think the rest of his life, he said he wants to use his story to inspire people. If you could share the verse that he shared with us, that was what he's living for. So all the picture he texted me, and I said, do you allow me to share with people, share with my kids? And he said, go ahead. So again, I think I said some keywords I want to say. I think I said everything. So that's my urge today. I do want to share next time when you see the Chief game, when you see that guy, that's the voice behind the mask. 我讲的是那个 Chief 叫什么? 酋长啊, 里面有一个吉祥物, 就是那个照片上那个吉祥物, 还有一张照片是他们得了 Super Bowl, 他握的那个,对吧? 这个工作很热的, 但是他现在穿的这些, 就是经常 travel, 跟大家传福音, 别人不认得他, 但是一看见他这个工作服的时候, 大家就知道他是谁。 所以他是受过伤的, 他现在还在Chief上班。 好, 对不起。
I'm going to be speaking in English, so I have a lot of pocket Chinese. So
I'll try.
Okay.
I'm not good from English to Chinese.
So I haven't been in church for a long time. But it's because Past 2 years, I haven't really been really close to God.
过去两年我还跟神不是太亲近。
And I wasn't really reading the Bible and praying that much.
我也没有读经好好祷告。
And I think it was a few things that made me do that. I wasn't doing well, and I kind of was really addicted to like the internet or whatever.
呀，总会有些事情让我停止那样做，比如说我觉得身体不舒服呀，或者我觉得在网上有很多有趣的事情可以做。
Yeah, and I used to always read the Bible at night, and reading the Bible at night, the past 2 years, I just haven't been making it a priority, so I always feel like, oh, I gotta go to sleep, it's late, so I don't read the Bible anymore.
Yeah, 以前我们都是在晚上查经，但是过去两年好像晚上我也没有想把这个当成一个必须要做的事情来做。
So I made a lot of excuses as to why I don't read the Bible and pray, but really it was just me not making time for God.
Yeah, 我总是给自己找很多理由，其实真的是我不想在神的这个事情上花很多时间，过去两年。
And so basically what happened is my ear got, something kind of went wrong with my ear, so I couldn't hear out of this ear.
是因为我的耳朵可能有些感染还什么的，我的听力就下降了。
And so that's when I started praying to God to help heal my ear.
那个时候我才开始给神祷告，说求他医治我的耳朵和听力。
And then I started to realize that I hadn't cared about God for a really long time, and now I'm asking Him to help me when I haven't really been close to Him for a long time.
然后我意识到，我跟神已经没有亲近了，那么亲近，但是现在我去求他来帮我。
And so I had this whole like.Realization, and I realized that I'm just making excuses as to why I'm not reading the Bible, praying, or coming to church or anything. It's not that I don't have the time. It's just that I don't want to be close to God.
我开始意识到我离教会远了，圣经远了，祷告远了，实在是因为我的心不在上面，我没有去花时间。
And so it was a struggle. I was kind of angry at God because I was like.If my ear doesn't get better,
yeah, 我开始也对神有些生气，说神，你为什么没有让我的听力变得更好？
Because I can't even hear well with both my ears before anyway. It was already a struggle to hear things like just when people talk to me. So I was scared if I lost this one ear's hearing, I wouldn't be able to hear at all, really.
Yeah, 我实在是很害怕，有恐惧，我害怕失去我的听力。
And so I started reading the Bible more and praying more and making a schedule. Like, I have to read the Bible every day. And if I miss a day, that's okay, but I need to make it the goal that I read it every day.
但是我仍然开始重新读 Bible, 祷告。虽然偶尔有可能非常忙，但是我会，第二天我会继续这个读 Bible 的习惯，新的习惯。
And so, I want to share a verse with you guys. Open up the Bible. It's Matthew 13:15, I think.
Matthew.
Okay, so it says, For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes.Hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them.
Matthew, I'm sorry, which chapter again? Matthew?
Matthew chapter
13:15. 15, 13? 13:15. I'm old. 13:15. 中文是说，因为这百姓由蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
So it was a really long time that my ear didn't get better. I went to urgent care, and they said if it doesn't get better in like 3 days, then you really should see a doctor about it. So like a week passed, I was taking the antibiotics or whatever, But it didn't get better at all. It actually got worse.
所以我的听力真的没有好转，我去了那个叫什么 urgent care， 医生说要再不好的话，你肯定要去见专家。我虽然服过抗生素，但是真的没有变好。
And it was really scary because I couldn't hear out of my ear at all. It was like no sound, and it hurt. It made me feel dizzy. I felt nauseous, and I was having trouble just. It was really affecting, I think, my balance.
所以那个感觉其实是非常难受。我不只是听不见，它影响我的听力、我的平衡，还有噪音，就是我觉得很难受。
And so at some point I realized, you know, if my ear doesn't get better, it's okay. I shouldn't blame God because I think the reason why He let me have this ear problem is for me to come back to Him. Thought,
但是我听到有一个声音，我觉得主好像在告诉我，如果我的听力不变好的话，我不应该责备神。其实神要叫我回转到他面前来。
So even though it didn't get better for a while, I felt like I was getting closer to God. Even, yeah.
所以虽然我的耳朵没有得到改善，但是实际上我觉得我离神更近了。
And then, a week later, something just popped in my ear, and then I could hear again.
大概就在一周以后，我祷告以后，好像我的耳朵里就嘣的一下出现个什么东西，然后我的听力就改善了很多。
And it's still like there's a little. I think there's a hole in there. It's because when I breathe through my nose or I breathe too hard, it'll pop. But I can hear again, which is what I was hoping for that God would help me with.
我感觉不知道是不是耳朵里边有个小洞，好像我呼吸我都能感觉到那个，但是不管怎么样，我现在能够听力更好了。
So it was a long time. It took two weeks to recover. But I think what really hit me is God was trying to.Remind me, like have me come back to him.
Yeah, 虽然比我想象的时间长，大概两个多星期我才变好，但是我觉得神在用这个来提醒我。
And I think it's really amazing how God can speak to people and bring them back to him.
神很奇妙，他可以跟我们讲话，能够把我们带回到他身边。
Yeah, and that's just what I wanted to say. Praise God.
That's my story. 那是我想要分享的，感谢神。有吗？
弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings.
对不起，我今天呢想要在这里跟大家分享一下，就说上个月。发生在我身上是
I want to share a story from last month.
大概是6月2号吧。因为之前刚好是 Memorial Weekend, 所以呢我在家里休息，然后呢也弄了一点东西，然后呢还弄了一点什么芒果西米露，蛮好吃的。
I think it was June 2nd, and I was at home and trying to make some simple food for myself.
然后呢，过了两天呢，我就感觉胃不是很不舒服。
Well, in 2 days, I start to feel the stomach upset.
然后呢，我又吃了一点就是帮助胃恢复的一些东西。
I took some simple things just to help my stomach.
然后星期四的时候呢。我就感觉哎呀好像有什么东西堵在那边在好不是胃疼的那时候好像是在胃的上面一点点然后在胸部下的一点点。
So on Thursday, I started to feel it was not really like stomach pain, but I could feel something was between my chest and the stomach. I could feel something in there.
对就感觉那种有一种一种气力在停留在那个地方。
Yeah, I could feel something was staggered there and it stopped there.
然后我就是很不舒服的感觉，就是。
I was feeling very sick.
然后呢，这样子的情况持续了两天大概。
It was like that for almost 2 days.
然后星期六的时候呢，我就跟我那个总经理讲，我说哎呀，我就感觉很不舒服，我星期四晚上我就可能要想要打电话跟你讲要你替我的班，但是我忍住了，因为我知道你休息那天。
Yes, until Thursday, until Saturday, I started to call my general manager and say, I wanted to call you on Thursday for you to cover my duty, but I knew you were supposed to be off.
那我说我就是我能不能早点走？
Can I just leave work earlier today?
然后我就忙我手头上的事情，我就离开了，大概七点半。
So I wrapped up everything at work. I very much like left around 7:30 p.m.
然后我就回家。
I、
然后我就躺在沙发上，在客厅里面。
I just lay on my couch.
然后那天晚上，星期晚上我也是在客厅里面睡觉。然后不舒服，就感觉那边躺在那边会舒服一点。
I very much slept through the night on the couch that night.
然后我走之前我还跟经理说，我明天可要去那个 urgent care 去看一下。
Yeah, she was planning on going to urgent care the next day.
然后那天晚上我在想，哎呀，明天刚好是星期天，然后我要先去教会还是要先去 urgent care？
Well, then I was start to struggle. The next day was going to be the Sunday. Should I go to church or go to urgent care?
然后那天晚上就在沙发上睡了哈。然后第二天早上。
Well, the next morning on Sunday.
然后大概七点的时候，因为那时候我先生他每天都有读经的祷习惯。
什么习惯？
读经的习惯。
Oh, about 7 a.m. Sunday, because my husband reads Bible in the morning daily.
然后呢，他在厨房的那个桌子上面读，然后我在客厅里面，然后他读的经就是我他在读的时候我都可以听得见。
So he was reading the Bible loud, and I could hear him from my couch.
然后当然他是先祷告的。
He prayed first.
Yeah, 然后他祷告的时候，我躺在沙发上，我想我也跟着祷告，阿门。
I amen with him.
然后呢，他开始读经，他读的是我看一下他。他读的是列王记下。没有，你就翻一下就好，我没有。
Okay, yeah, he read the the Second Kings.
对。然后呢，他读的时候我也听得见，然后他读完之后呢，他也祷告感谢主，这样子结束了读经。
Yeah, he read the Second Kings. He prayed.
然后我躺在沙发上，我也是阿门，感谢主。
I am as well.
然后呢，这时候呢，迷迷糊当中我睡着了，我睡过去了。
And then I went to sleep.
然后我在睡梦中我好像是回到我自己的家乡，我的老家。
I had a dream. It's like it took me back to my hometown.
然后我在后院里面呢，跟我的邻居在讲话。
And I was conversing with my neighbor in my backyard.
然后突然有个人来说，说：“哎，你婆婆来叫，我婆婆叫你了。”
And then one person would say, "Hey, your in-law is trying to get hold of you."
那这个婆婆呢，她是一个怎么讲，领路人，她是带我认识耶稣的。
是你的婆婆 ？So my
是你的婆婆怎么讲，是一个老太爷一个。
不是你先生的妈妈？
不是不是。
Oh, there was an old lady in her hometown who introduced her to believing Jesus, right?
这个婆婆呢，她已经过世好几年了。
国教？
她已经过世了。
Oh, this old lady passed away already.
对。 然后说我就蹦蹦跳跳到这边，哎呀，什么事啊，婆婆？
Yeah, then she was trying to say, okay, how can I help you? What's going on?
对，然后呢，那个婆婆。 然后突然有一个 picture， 有一个画面出来。
Then there was a picture in front of me.
我看见有一个大手。
I saw a very big hand.
放在我这里。
Touching my tummy.
然后我有看见一个心脏跳得很快。
I also saw a beeping heart, beeping very fast.
然后呢，他就一直这样子，大概持续了几秒吧。
It lasted a few seconds. I could see the beeping heart in my dream.
对，然后呢，有一个声音出来。
And then I heard a voice.
甘积水。甘积水。甘积水。
Is that like the liver? There's fluid in the liver. Extra unwanted fluid in the liver.
对。 我不知道这个怎么。然后呢，后来我就又迷迷糊糊睡着了。又睡着了。And
then I went back to my sleep again.
对，然后呢，八点钟闹钟把我叫起来。About
after 8 a.m. I was awakened by the alarm.
然后我说，哎呀，要起来，洗洗刷刷，等一下就是要么去教会，要么就要去urgent care 了。I
was trying to get up either to come to church or go to urgent care.
哎，那我过了一会儿，我说，哎，感觉这里不痛了。However,
I did not feel the pain anymore.
我说，哦，奇怪，我还跟我先生说，哎，真的奇怪，我这里感觉不痛了，我可能不需要去 urgent care， 我就直接去教会好了。Then
I was amazed. I said to my husband, "Why the pain is gone? Should I just go to the church now?"
Yeah，好，谢谢大家。哦，对，我还有一句金句，我想跟大家分享。 考考你们，这是出自哪里的哈？ 你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。大家猜猜看，这是出自哪里的？<笑>考试。我们的
experts here. What's the address?
是在箴言书，这是我最喜欢的一个经句。Okay,
Psalm, Proverbs 15.
四章十五节。二十三。
Almost there. 口善应对吗？你要保守你心。
箴言书四章二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。四章二十三。Oh, yeah.
So it's Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
好，谢谢大家。
实在很感谢主，因为实在是主的恩典。刚才杨毅放的那个照片，第一个是7月3号，是那个15年那天是耿新他们到我们那边去看我们。那天是杨毅第一次认出人来，第一次可以把他们的孩子的名字叫出来，像我们那时候在的，我们都很感动，那都流下眼泪。
I think brother's trying to share the first picture on the wall when sister was sharing. That might be the first day that Sister Yang Yi woke up and started to recognize visitors.
她是醒了好长时间，但是她不认得人。但是是7月3号的那一天，她可以认得出人来了。She
had been alert for quite some time, but that was the first day she started to be oriented to know people and places.
我想实在是感谢主，我想这些年。 经历了许许多多神的恩典，我想当我们知道，星期三晚上，星期三这个星期三，就是 past Wednesday， 就是过去的星期三，知道 杨毅他是完全好了，就不用再看医生了。我想我们再祷个会，也是呀，感谢主。然后后来我想有一个弟兄给我们一句话，我想这个是蛮好的。
I got a verse from for encouragement, but it was really amazing last Wednesday when we heard from our doctor that I mean we as a couple went through a whole lot in the 7 years, and it was amazing last Wednesday we got the confirmation from our doctor that she doesn't have to go back to any further assessment. She's very much like fully recovered, right?
Yeah, 那个有个弟兄给我们一句话，是在出埃及记15:26的后面那一部分。
Exodus 15:26。
那你是耶和华是医治你的。
Yeah, Jesus the one is the one who healed you.
Yeah, 我想实在神是借了我想许多的医生，也借了弟兄姊妹许许多多的祷告。我想这些年，但我们知道是神他自己的医治。
So God used the hands of all those doctors and the prayers, but it was the Lord who healed by himself.
当我回想这件事的时候，就是有这样一点感觉。想很多事好像是7年前神借着这样的做了一件事，虽然是借着医生，但是那些因为那个是一个放射性的治疗在他脑子里面，所以你是看不见那个效果，不是那么容易看得见。
So when look back like 7 years ago, the doctor put the treatment like there was radiation ongoing in her brain.
但他7年后借了一个很特别的一个 procedure, 然后能够看到那个是完全好了。
And after 7 years, via a like amazing procedure, we can see what's going on in there.
像神很多时候在我们的生命里都是做这样的一件事。
And Lord does the same thing in our life.
很多时候神在我们好多年前在我们身上做一些很深的一些事情，但要好多年后，然后那些东西好像就显明出来。
And often Lord start to start something in us and we may not truly know, and things start to be revealed to us in years.
其实当我们信主的时候，神就在我们身上做了一件很深的事情。
After the moment we start to accept Jesus, he starts to do the big things in us.
杨毅的那个病是生下来就有的。
My wife's the sickness, she got it from her birth, actually.
其实我们生下来我们都是有病的。
Yeah, we were all born with any all sorts of defects.
但是当我们信了主，主好像就在里面做了一件很深的事情。
But after we accept Jesus, the Lord starts his work on us.
有些事情是要到勇士的时候我们才知道我们是真正的神完成的那一个工作。
And some things may take us forever, maybe until eternity for us to figure his purpose.
但有些事会当我也想当那一个是神的工作，有些是快的，有些是慢的。但
We do know God's work, some are quicker, some are slower.
但好像是借着这一件事让我起码有一点预兆，我想神他是在我们身上做一件很深的事，但有些是要到那一个时候他会显明他的工作的完整，他以前所做的那一件事也是完整的。
But via this 7 year story on our familyThere could be other things that Lord is trying to let us know that it may take us long time to figure.
这个过程并不容易。
It would not be an easy journey.
但我们感谢主，是主有丰富的恩典。
But we're thankful we still received his abundance.
想今天上午当我来寻求，主也是有一句话提醒我。
And this morning I still got a reminder from the above.
那个是在诗篇66篇。
Psalm 66.
第十二节后面的那一句话。
And verse 12, yeah.
我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
Okay, I got it wrong. 诗篇66对吧？
66。66 verse 12.
Verse 12.
后面的
part. Oh, yeah.
B.
But you brought us to a place of abundance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through the fire and the water, but you brought us to the place of abundance.
Yeah, 感谢主，因为主的爱不放过我，他在我们身上的工作，他要带领，要完成。Yeah, 那是主那不变不死的爱。
Yeah, Lord is really want to complete His work because His love would not would never let us go.
实在愿意把荣耀要归给神。
Grace to Lord.
我们来看一起来起立唱634首。Let's stand and sing 634 hymn 634.